Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
This episode is brought to you by Funnables. Funnables aren't just fruit snacks. Every bite your child takes is fuel to spark their imagination, taking them from a wild unicorn space mission to a deep-sea dive into a rainbow river. Funnables are made with 7.1% real fruit puree and are an excellent source of vitamins A, C, and E. So anytime, anyplace, make snack time playtime with Funnables Fruit Snacks. Have fun. Eat it, too. Visit FunnablesSnacks.com to shop now.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Just checking up on all the any injuries from any injury news this week. Tyler Roberts, Taylor Richards.
Taylor has been on the grass. I don't think he'll be ready for this weekend. We're hopeful Tyler will be. He will train today. So if there's no issues with him, then he will come back into contention for the squad for Saturday. So we're hopeful of Tyler. Taylor won't be ready for this weekend, though.
With Tyler, was that hamstring, was it?
Yeah. Only minimal, though, obviously. Yeah. He just missed last week. So, no, he's progressed nicely. And we're hopeful that he could be available for the squad tomorrow.
Okay. With Taylor, I mean, it's been, I guess, particularly for you, it must be very frustrating because he's a lone player that you've not been able to select, which limits what you can bring in January because you've got a lone player there. I mean, is it a case of, is he just one of those players that just struggles with injury, or is it a mindset thing with him? What's the issue?
No, I think it's a really frustrating time for him and for me, because there's no doubt in his ability, and I think in some of the games recently he could have played a part in helping us pick up better results. So he's frustrated. I'm frustrated with the situation, but it is what it is, you know. It's every time he missed a little bit of training, and then when he stepped up to getting back into the squad, he's got injured. It's just part and parcel of football, unfortunately. We have to manage this period with him, and he has to concentrate on working hard every single day in his rehab. That's all he can control at the moment. We have to be patient, and the foolish thing would be rushing back too quickly, and he keeps breaking down. So look, it is what it is at the moment. I still think he can play a part between now and the end of the season, but to do that he's got to be in a place where, you know, he's fit and psychologically he's in a good place.
Is it a lot of it with his injury? Is it psychological? Just sort of when a player has so many injuries and they keep breaking down, is it
Oh, yeah, it affects their confidence. Yeah, definitely. You know, he's not used to it, really. He's not played much football, obviously, this season. And, he's desperate to play and prove himself. So, I say all we can do with him at the moment is be patient and keep working with him every day. He has to apply himself every single day when he comes in. And when he gets back to team training, make sure then he's giving his all to get back into the squad as quickly as possible, because, I've said previously, one of the reasons for allowing certain players to leave in January is to try and create more of a competitive squad on a daily basis, where the players are really, competing against each other to get into the starting 11. That's what you want.
Mm. And what's the problem? What's the problem at the moment? Is it muscle related?
Not again, nothing serious. It was just something last week in training after him having you know, a few days off, which was, you know, that was personal, as I'm sure you're aware. And then when we came back, you tried to get him up to speed, and he just felt something. But I say he's on the grass, he's out running, so I wouldn't expect him to be, you know, too far away from joining in training again.
Okay, good start. And you brought in Chris Martin this week. I mean, very experienced striker. I'm guessing that's cover because Lyndon's been unwell, and you got no idea when he's going to return. Is that the case?
No, we don't want to put a time frame on Lyndon's return. What he needs to do is, and what we need to do is, just make sure we're patient and give him our support. It would be, he's got to know that he, you know, any footballer, they want to come back, and I know Lyndon's desperate to come back already. And when you speak to him, he puts a brave face on it, and he's telling me, "Yeah, I'm feeling this, and I feel better." And but you just, it's like, his health is more important than football. So it's just like, no, take your time. You come back when you're ready. He's obviously getting brilliantly looked after by our medical team, our doctor and the specialists. Because Lyndon's going to be out for the foreseeable, that left us a little bit short in numbers and quality at the top end of the pitch. So I think Chris Martin is, you know, a fantastic addition to the squad. He's already proven his quality this week in training. And I think he'll play a big part again for us between now and the end of the season.
In terms of Lyndon, is he back at the club? Is he back?
No, he's at home. No, Lyndon's at home, resting with his family. Just seeing how he goes on a daily basis at the moment.
Good stuff. And with Chris as well, I mean, sort of character-wise, adds some experience to the squad. Mm. But I mean, I've never spoken to him, but as a guy, is he a kind of sort of someone that can sort of, you know, raise spirits around the place?
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, Chris is 34. And if you look at his playing record and the amount of games he played last season, you've only got to watch him in training this week to realise why he's still in the shape he's in, why he's played so many games in this division at 34 years of age. He's in good condition. He's a proper professional. He's a man. He's played in he's been in numerous different dressing rooms, had numerous different experiences, and he can share those with the players. And I'm sure he will. And like Jamal Lowe's been made a difference to us, I think Chris can make a difference to us in a completely different way.
Yeah, it's gone well so far with Jamal Lowe. He's coming in, hit the ground running. That man must be really happy with, you know, his contribution so far.
Yeah, he's been excellent. He's been fantastic. He's a very good player. And again, when you watch him train, it's obvious why. The way he conducts himself, the way he trains every day, he's out there doing extra after every training session. He wants to stay on the training ground and work on his finishing and movement in the box. And I think he's a great example to all the younger players here. It's no accident, it's no coincidence that these players, Chris Martin, Jamal Lowe, have the careers that they have. And I'm hoping that rubs off on some of the other players around here.
And do you think him and Chris can play alongside each other? Is it sort of big man, little man?
Yeah, I think they can play together. I say bringing Chris in and Jamal in gives us options, gives us flexibility at the top end of the pitch. Gives you more golf clubs in the bag, if you like, in terms of your selection. And they're different types of players. I'm sure they can play together. If they do that tomorrow, remains to be seen. But I think Jamal and Chris are both intelligent players. They both know their own games. And I'm sure they could work together, no problem.
What do you say about Jamal doing extras after training and shooting and movement and that? Is that, for someone like Sinclair Armstrong, is that is he working with that as well? Is he looking at that and sort of joining in? Is that what he needs to see?
Look, sometimes the best coaching is putting them in the right environment with the right people. Sort of not peer pressure, but seeing your peers above you should inspire you. And we have lots of players who are conscientious about the work and doing extra, and Sinclair's one of them. He stays out often regular with Jamal, doing those finishing sessions. And Sinclair's young, really young. You know, Jamal was playing, I think, non-league at that age, and he was working his way to the top. So Sinclair's getting his career going. He wants to work and get to Jamal's level, and he has loads of things to work on in his game. So him being around people like Chris Martin and Jamal, I hope will. Sometimes a word from the players is just as invaluable as it is from me and the coaching staff.
And just one more from me. Early in the season, QPR beat Millwall 2-0 at the Den. It was very accomplished, comfortable display. Is it a case with these players, just given the way results have gone, although you're not losing every week, you are kind of dropping points and drawing too often? Is it a case of reminding them that, look, 4 months ago, this is what you were doing. Let's just
back to where definitely. Yeah, we've got to remind the players that we've got a good group, we've got a good team here. They've proven it in the past, and we've been nearly there in some of our games. You know, we've been very close on a number of occasions, picking up 3 points. So we just have to keep on focusing on improving as a group, accept responsibility for our performances, and you know, look to take that into the game on Saturday. But we can take heart from, you know, the victory at Millwall at the beginning of the season. However, come Saturday, that counts for nothing. It's a different game. Millwall are in a different feeling themselves at this stage of the season, and we know it's a tough task in front of us. But we have to embrace the challenge, enjoy it, and make sure we give everything on the pitch on Saturday.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.